Grace and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Life is full of transitions. They are an expected part of life. Developmentally, we go from infancy to toddlerhood, to childhood, to adolescence, to adulthood. Relationally, we go from singleness to marriage, to parenthood, to widowhood. Functionally, we go from one school or job or career to another. Locally, we go from one home or city to another. Some transitions are harmonious and don't disrupt the status quo of life too much, while other transitions are much, much more jarring. Such a transition is found in our gospel reading for today. From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Through the first four chapters of Matthew, he had busily been revealing just who this man is who comes to preach. This is the son of David, the son of Abraham, the one whom the prophets foretold and angels proclaimed. Five times thus far in Matthew, he quotes the Old Testament prophecies declaring that this one is the Messiah, beginning with that beloved prophecy of Isaiah, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us." And now we hear the second part of that very prophecy concerning Emmanuel, as Matthew transitions from who Jesus is to what it is he has come to do. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people dwelling in great darkness have seen a great light, and for those dwelling in this region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. After the forerunner's arrest, it's time for Jesus to make his move. He transitions to Capernaum in the land of Zebulun and Naphtali. This territory wasn't highly looked upon by the people of Israel. Being situated in the northeasternmost part of Israel, it was from this direction that the Assyrians and anyone else would come to attack and raid, leaving Zebulun and Naphtali trampled, the purity of its waters muddied by the boots of foreigners. It was here that the sons of Israel mixed with an unclean people, the truth of God's word compromised by pagan worship. Oppression, affliction, idolatry, a people dwelling in deep darkness indeed. And yet, this is the very place which Christ comes to bring his light. And notice how both Isaiah and Matthew speak of this land, Galilee of the nations, Galilee of Gentiles. The light has not come just to shine upon the children of Israel, but for all the people who have dwelled in the region, and as Matthew adds, in the shadow of death. This epiphany, this revelation, this light shines for all people, and not just in the time of Jesus. But God had very intentionally selected, and Jesus very intentionally withdrew to this very place to reveal a much greater truth. For the whole world is covered in darkness, and all people of all times live in the shadow of death. Even here and now, death seizes our bodies and souls as well as the ones we love. Cancer, heart attacks, strokes, infections, broken bones, weak and worn out bodies and minds. They trample us and the ones we love. Coronavirus, Ebola, yellow fever, measles, malaria, polio, they all ravage the world around us. War and violence and hatred make us an unclean people. Doubt and temptation and fear and false teaching corrupt our faith. A people dwelling in deep darkness indeed. And yet, this is just the place where Jesus comes to bring his light. And just what is that light that Jesus shines? From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And he went throughout all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every affliction among the people. First and foremost, the light which shines upon the people who dwell in darkness is that very word that Jesus proclaims, the word that the kingdom is at hand. For the reign of God breaks into history in the person of Jesus. He breaks into our lives to drive back the kingdom of darkness and undo the destruction it wrought, with Satan sitting on its throne. Satan rules with an iron fist, oppressing and afflicting the people of the world through the means of sin and death. But Jesus comes to break Satan's rod and shine forth his light into the world forevermore through his means of grace and life. And as Jesus proclaims the gospel of the kingdom, he healed all who were brought to him, those with various diseases and pains of body and soul. Those gripped by the hands of darkness, Jesus pries free. Yet Satan tries to use even those miracles to stir us against Jesus. When we are touched by the kingdom of darkness, Satan whispers in our ears to accuse Jesus of being a liar, of not loving us, of not being the light that shines in the land of Zebulun and Naphtali, because he has not healed us or the ones we love. But notice, Jesus did not heal all the people. And those he did eventually died anyway. These healings were but a manifestation of the kingdom and not the fullness of the kingdom itself. They reveal a much greater truth, that of Jesus' word, that indeed the kingdom of heaven has come upon them in Jesus, and he himself has come to overcome their sin and death in our place. For this reason, and this reason alone, they are able to repent. These healings were a sign, a foretaste, an anticipation of the great and final deliverance that God will bring through Jesus when he finally comes again in his glory. His miracles point to that final restoration at the end of all things. Jesus healed those people that they and you may have faith in him and believe that he has given victory over sin and death, so that we place all of our hope and trust in his eventual undoing of all the enemies of God on that last day. By the words of Isaiah's prophecy, at this great transition from who Jesus is to what Jesus has come to do, Matthew reminds us that through it all, Jesus is our Emmanuel. At the end of the gospel, the last words of Matthew that he leaves us with are from the very words, lips of Christ himself. Behold, he says, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. He is our Emmanuel, our God with us. And Jesus continues to be the light that shines upon you and for you. The reign of God continues to break into history and drive back Satan and the reign of sin and death through Christ's own word and sacraments, his means of grace and life, which give us life and empower us in deeds of love that manifest the very kingdom of God among us. Sometimes that may come with miraculous signs that point us toward that final victory. But ever and always, they come with that word of promise. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. So let us always continue to pray in faith. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Until that day when Christ comes in his glory and brings the kingdom of God in its fullness. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.